We're up to Simin Chav Beis. We went out of order. We did Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet. Now we're learning Chav Beis, which will finish off Hilchos Tzitzis. Just want to go back to Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel, we learned about not wearing Tzitzis out in a cemetery because it's lo eg la rash. It's making fun of a poor person, someone who has passed away, can no longer keep mitzvahs. So to do mitzvahs in front of someone who's dead or in a cemetery is to make fun of them. We can do mitzvahs and you can't, and therefore it's usur. You have to tuck your tzitzis in a cemetery. And it's not only tzitzis, you can't do any mitzvahs in front of a mace or near a kever. So one, two things I saw which are very relevant. One is that, you know, when someone gives a hesped, they say tons of Torah. You're not supposed to learn Torah in front of a mace. So the answer, and Tehillim, everyone's saying Tehillim. So the answer is very simple. That is the Chavan Mace. If it's being done for the honor of the deceased, so then it's okay. But we're talking about, you know, Tzitzis has nothing to do with him. That's to do with me. That I'm not allowed to do. That's one point. Another point is, we go to Kivrei Tzadikim, we go to Maras HaMachpelah, and Kivrei Rachel, and Meron, and all these places, and not only are you wearing tzitzis, you're wearing a talis, you're wearing a tefillin, you're davening, you take out a Sefer Torah, and all the things that, when you go through, it was touched on just in here, as it relates to tzitzis, but you go through other areas of Shulchan Aruch, all sorts of things that you're not supposed to do because of Loig L'Rosh, and we do them all in front of the Kivrei Tzadikim. So, that's okay, that's fine. We believe that Kivrei Tzadikim, the place is holy, and it's a special place where tefillos are more likely to be received by Hashem. And in Piskei Tshuvos, he made a very interesting comment. He said, it's not making fun of the dead person, just the opposite. It's respecting the dead person, because what we're saying is that they were so great that we believe in their schus, it's more likely that our tefillos will be answered. So it's the opposite of making fun of the mace. Okay. Now, Sifcha Beis doesn't even have a title as all the others do. Uvo Sifechad. It looks very, as they say in Hebrew, Katan ha kamut v'gadol ha ichut. Small in quantity, big in quality. Okay, so let's give some background. So the Tosefta in the end of Brachos says that when you make a lulav, you put together your lulav, you say Shechianu. When you make your tzitzis, you put together your tzitzis, you say Shechianu. And there's different girsos, but our girsos also says when you make your tefillin, you should say Shechianu.
Not the tzitzis.
Making the tzitzis. So you put the strings through the hole, and you tie them onto the beged, you should make a Shechianu.
Really?
That's what the Tosefta says. Okay, now there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, which says, when you put together your lulav, and when you make a sukkah, you're supposed to say Shechianu. We don't do that, right? When we build our sukkah, we don't say Shechianu. So, right, very good. So the Gemara already says that one of the Amoraim, he saved his Shechianu for Kiddush and did everything in Kiddush. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Sukkah. That you really should make a Shechianu when you're building the sukkah, but we save it for Kiddush. Okay. But whereas the Tosefta tells us that the Gemara in Sukkah only talks about Sukkah and Lulav. It doesn't talk about Tzitzis and Tefillin. There is no Gemara that says that you make a Shechianu, Tzitzis and Tefillin. But there is a Tosefta that says Tzitzis. Our Tosefta, when you open it, says Tefillin also. It's a big machlokas if it's there or it's not there. So obviously there are different girsos. So Tosis over there in Sukkah, where there in Sukkah it only says if you put together your lulav, you make your sukkah, you say Shechianu. He says, Tosis says, but when you make your tzitzis and your tefillin, you don't say Shechianu. There's no Shechianu on such a thing. But the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, says, first a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman, timely mitzvah, right? Yontif, things like that. You make a Shechianu. Then the Rambam says, V'chein, mitzvah shehi kinyan lo. A mitzvah that is something that you have to acquire. Like, tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, ma'akeh, you're going to say a Shechianu. Okay, this is basically a machloikas between Tosis and the Rambam. Tosis says there's no Shechianu when you make a tzitzis. There's no Shechianu on making or buying tefillin. And the Rambam says there is. You with me? So far so good? Okay. And again, it's built off this Tosefta and that Gemara. Fine. Then comes along the tour over here and says, if you make your own tzitzis, you make a shechianu. But he doesn't say that by tefillin. He just says it by tzitzis. So all the poskim start screaming, why did the Torah say that by tzitzis and not by tefillin? If you go to Rambam, you should do it on both. If you go to Tosfos, you shouldn't say it on either one. So why did he split? Yes, tzitzis, no tefillin. And there's four different answers. The Beis Yosef gives an answer, the Bach gives an answer, the Taz gives an answer, and the Gra gives an answer. Okay, we'll try to keep it simple. Okay, so the Beis Yosef gives a very important answer, and that's what he paskins here in Shulchan Aruch, from the Mahari Abu Hav, and from the Baal HaItter. Okay, why did the Torah tell us to say Shechianu on Tzitzis, and not on Tefillin? Okay, you know what, let's do some of the other answers. Okay, the Taz says that the Torah doesn't have to spell everything out. If he says make a shechianu on tzitzis, he means also on tefillin. His tzitzis comes first, tzitzis, and from tzitzis you can learn to tefillin. That's what the Rambam says, that you could theoretically say what the Tosefta says, although the Taz doesn't say that, but we'll leave that on the side. The Gra says, also, really you should make a bracha on both, like the Rambam says, but the lashon is, if you make it for yourself. Tzitzis, it's common that you buy the strings, you buy the baggage, you make it for yourself. No one makes their own tefillin, and therefore it's not relevant. So why would the Torah tell me, if I make my own tefillin, I make a bracha on them? Okay, that's going to come up also in the Bir Halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan very strongly disagrees with the Vilna Gaon's understanding of that word, la'atzma, for yourself. Okay, put that on the side. So, and the Shulchan Aruch gives the following answer. Again, the question is, we have a Rambam that says when you get yourself a new pair of tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah makeh, you make a shechianu. The Tosfos says when you buy tzitzis and tefillin, you do not make a shechianu. And the Torah seems to split the psak. The Torah tells us to make a shechianu when you make your own tzitzis, but doesn't say anything by tefillin. Why does he do that? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down the from the Itter and Mahari Abu Hav, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Like this. You don't make a Shechianu when you... Shechianu is a timely bracha. I thank God I got to this time period. Okay? It's been a whole year since Rosh Hashanah, or since Yom Kippur, or since Sukkot, or Shavuos, or Pesach. It's been a whole year. Thank God I made it. Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'yigiru l'zman hazeh. That's not relevant to tzitzis and tefillin. But the Shulchan Aruch, but the Torah said to make shechianu tzitzis. So what's the pshat? So says the Beis Yosef, the pshat is, you're not making a bracha on tzitzis because it's a mitzvah. Getting a new talis, it's like getting a new suit. We know when you get a new suit, you make a shechianu. You get a new hat, you make a shechianu. You get a new talis, it's a beggar chashiv, you make a shechianu. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. Okay? Now, there is a shita, that same Tosfos over there in Sukkah brings down a Rav Shira Gaon who says that on, even there's a Gemara that says when you buy a new suit, you make a shechianu. And Rav Shira Gaon says, no, it's not true. Well, it's not true. The Gemara says it's true. So he says, no, because there's a different Gemara. There's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says what we said, that the bracha of Shechianu is a timely, it's a, I don't know if the word is timely, I don't know the right, there must be a better English word, but it's a bracha based on time. It's a new yontif. It's a yontif that comes every year. The Rashi says something comes, time bound. That we usually reserve for the women. But it's like a calendarical type of bracha, based on the calendar. It's been a whole year since we had Yontif, a new Pesach, a new Sukkot, a new Shavuot, we make a Shechianu. So therefore, Rav Shira Gaon says, a new suit, that's nothing to do with time, you don't make a Shechianu on that. We paskin that we do, that's because we say buying a suit is something that doesn't happen every day, happens once in a while, and therefore it's like a timely thing. I have a friend who is a big businessman. I don't know where he is now. The business went under, but he wanted to donate clothing to my wife's gemach, to Yad Leah. He told me he can only wear his suits 3 or 4 times and he has to get rid of them and buy new ones. So for him, he wouldn't make a shechianu on a new suit. That's not timely. You know, time is like once in a yovel, you buy yourself a new suit. Not the guy who has to buy a new suit every 3 or 4 business meetings. You know, every 2 weeks he's buying himself a new suit. Fine. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says like this, and this is what he's going to say in Shulchan Aruch. There is no bracha on buying a new mitzvah article, but a talis is not only a mitzvah article, which would not require a shechianu. A talis is a chashuv bagel, like a suit, and therefore you are going to say shechianu. Let's see. Chaf Beis Aleph. Kana talis. You bought a talis. Va'asabo tzitzis. And you put tzitzis on it. Mavarach shechianu. Why, says the Shulchan Aruch? Delo gara mikelim chadashim. Because it's not any worse than kelim chadashim. When you get something new, a new suit, a new hat, you say shechianu. I got a new talis, I'm going to say shechianu. But it's not relevant to the mitzvah. The fact that it's a mitzvah is irrelevant. We don't make a bracha on a new mitzvah. Look at Mishibur Sivkotan Beis. The fact that it's an article for a mitzvah, that doesn't warrant a shechianu. Since it's not timely. So what that means, I believe, is as follows. The Gemara told us, when you put together your lulav, you make a shechianu. When you build a sukkah, you make a shechianu. Again, we don't do that because we wait till Kiddush, let's say. We wait till we're in shul and actually fulfill the mitzvah. But really, make your adin, it warrants a shechianu. Because those are timely mitzvahs. But tzitzis and tefillin is not timely. And therefore, there is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there is no shechianu on such a thing. So why are you saying shechianu? Like the Shulchan Aruch spells out. Jelo gara mikem chadashim. It's no worse than a new suit. With a fizas, this has a lot of nafkaminas. The Mishnah Berurah continues to have gotten bays. Im also tzitzis babeget shahayel mikvah. Let's say it's the same old talis, but I got new strings. So, im also tzitzis babeget shahayel mikvah. Avshal hayavot tzitzis meolam ein zech rach shechianu. He says you never had tzitzis on it. Doesn't matter if you did or you didn't. You buy new strings, but not a new baget. So that's not the chash of a baget that you're not going to say shechianu. What did also tefillin la'atzma? If you make your own tefillin, ein barach shechianu. And who adin the contemporary poskim machag between a talis gadol and talis katan? Regular pair of tzitzis is not chashuv, and you buy them pretty frequently. It's not a big deal, and you're not going to say shechianu. It's not chashuv. A talis gadol that you only get once in a while. That's something that is chashuv. That is going to warrant a shechianu. But again, nothing to do with the mitzvah, only because it's a beged that is chashuv. Now let's see Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Aleph. So yeah, you buy a talis, you put on tzitzis, you're making a shechianu, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why? It's no different than kelim chadashim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Aleph. Ein lahak shows doha al kelim chadashim tzarech levarach b'shas kinyin. So when you buy a new something chashuv, I don't know, a new oven, new refrigerator, you make a shechianu b'shas kinyin. Could be said tova meitiv. If a person's single, if I benefit alone, I make a shechianu. If it's something that my family benefits from, then we made katova meitiv, which is like a super shechianu. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll get there in a long time from now. It's the end of Chelik Beis. So why by kelim chadashim you make the bracha b'shas kinyan, and here you wait until you put on the tzitzis? V'lama kasav asav tzitzis. The Eish Lomar, says the Mishnah Berurah, second line, Sivkatan Aleph, Davka kishekone beged shu roi lilbosh kamoshu. You know when you say shechianu, when you buy a garment? When you can wear it as is. Oz mevarech miyan. Immediately you make a bracha. Avam kone beged lasas mimena malbushim. But if you're buying a big piece of beged in order to turn it into clothing, or you buy a suit that needs to be tailored, oz lo yevarech. So when I buy it, I can't make the shechianu because it's not. I can't wear the suit yet. It's not tailored. The pants are so long. They can fit, you know, for an 18 footer, right? They got to cut it. They got to sew it. Blah 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 blah. So you don't make the shechianu when you buy it. Now, when you have it tailored, you also can't make shechianu because we'll see right now. You don't make shechianu. Rag b'shas levisha, only when you're putting it on. Why? Rak b'shas levisha dafka. Why? Diba'ina shah miyuchedes. Because it has to be a specific point in time. O kinyan o levisha. I bought it. Boom. That's a very specific point in time. I put it on for the first time. Very specific. Shechianu. But like, in between, I had it tailored. Okay, that's nice. But that's not going to warrant the shechianu. So you wait until you put it on for the first time. But over here, you're not making the shechianu when you buy the talis. So let's see. Vahacha, hello, ain't a roy the lav shall take it. Why don't I make a bracha when I buy the talis gadol? because let's assume I buy a talis gadol without tzitzis, I put on the tzitzis myself. I'm not allowed to put it on because it's a four corner garment without tzitzis. So I'm not going to get shechiyana right now. It's like it's even worse than the non-tailored garment. Rabbi Akiva Eiger throws in the machlokas Rambam Rush. What if you bought it at night? Okay, we'll leave that aside. Right now, I can't wear the garment. When I buy the talis gadol, I cannot make a shechiyana. So when should I make it? When I should make the shechiyana? When I put it on, like a suit. Ukidei Lot says Gamkin Dasa Sovereign the Tarkh Lebrach Shechiyana Alasias Hamitzvah Parishona. But in order to fulfill the opinions that we saw, which is in the Tosefta and the Rambam, that when you make a mitzvah article, you should say Shechiyana Al Kain Yevark Bashas Asias Atzitzis. So say the bracha when you're putting on the tzitzis, and then you really make, it's not enough. We don't pass like that Rambam. We don't pass like that Tosefta. You get this as a Shulchan. You're not going to make a bracha then. I'm making a bracha because of a new garment. New garment really should be either when I buy it or when I put it on. But since I have the right now to make a Shechiyana, we're going to make the bracha when you put on the tzitzis in order to fulfill Shita Sarambam and the Tosefta.
Why is it on by
Asiyas HaTzitzis? Hold on. Al-Kin Yivarach B'Shas Asiyas HaTzitzis. When you're putting the tzitzis on the garment, you're making the mitzvah garment, the mitzvah article, velo yamtin ad halavisha, and don't wait until you actually put it on.
Asiyas HaMitzvah means making the article.
That's making true. The article, not fulfilling the mitzvah. Right. Again, Shulchan Aruch. Kona talis, you bought a talis. Va'asa bo tzitzis. You put the tzitzis on, at that point, mevarach shechiyano. Why? Delogara mikem chadashim. It's no worse than the new suit. You can't make the bracha right when you buy it because you can't wear it yet. You know, you shouldn't, in theory, you should wait till you put it on, but since it's a shitas Rambam and a Tosefta that you should do it when you're making the mitzvah article, so that's the time to do it. Even though Piskei Teshuva says that the minig pashut, no one does this, everyone waits for the shechiyano when they put it on for the first time, which is not so different than what we saw by Sukkah and Lulav. By Sukkah, it's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch. It's even in Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, that even though you should make the Shechiyana when you build the Sukkah, you wait till the Kiddush. So Piskei Teshuva says that Lamaisa, we wait till we put it on. Hagah says Rama, Vim lo birich b'shas asiya, if you didn't make the bracha when you put the tzitzis on, which in theory you should do, leaving aside what the Piskei Teshuva says, so mevarech b'shas ituf risha, make the bracha the first time you put it on. Mishabura sivkat on gimo, b'shas ituf, but Batchila birkas lesate v'yachigach shechiyano. First, you say the bracha of the sate batzitzis, then you make the bracha of shechiyano. Now, here there's a whole discussion because the Mishabura says, let's say you have a new fruit, right? New fruit. Now, also a new fruit. Hold on, before we get there, I don't want to forget. When the Taz has a whole discussion over here. About he wants to say that the Torah really holds like the Rambam, and you're supposed to make a bracha when you make the tzitzis and when you make the tefillin, and I guess make a mezuzah. I don't know what that means. Maybe if you write your own mezuzah, maybe if you buy the mezuzah. The Taz goes on to say that the first time that you do a mitzvah, you should make a bracha on it. If you do a mitzvah for the first time, you should say a bracha, first time ever. Now the Magen Avraham doesn't hold like that. He's sort of based on the Rama. The Rama, by Kisui Adam, I don't know why he does this. By Kisui Adam, the Rama says, the first time that a person, Shachat Pam Rishona Mavarach Shechiyano Ala Kisui. The first time you do, you shecht and you cover the blood of your chicken, you're going to make a Shechiyano because the first time you're doing the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Then he goes on to say, you're not going to make a bracha on the shechita, but a shechiyana shechita is not nice. You just killed an animal, you're about to kill the animal, or you killed the animal, you're not going to say shechiyana on that, that's not nice. But the kisoy adam, that's, you know, the animal's already dead, so you're going to say shechiyana the first time you do mitzvah kisoy adam. So the Taz basically says, based on that, you see, the first time you put on tzitzis, you should make a shechiyana, and the first time you put on tefillin, you should make shechiyana. The first time you do any mitzvah, you should make shechiyana. We are not really, we don't really do that. So I saw over there, there's a Tzvi Latzadik on the side of the Shulchan Aruch over there in Yoredea. So he says like this. Now, again, you have to follow through in every single mitzvah, which I'm not prepared to do. But he said, tzitzis and tefillin are mitzvahs that you start when you're a kid. Tzitzis you start when you're 3 years old. Till you start a month before the bar mitzvah. So when you're a katan, you're not going to say shechiyana. When you're a gadol, you've already been doing the mitzvah for X amount of time. So he just says, like, it's not shy. This shechiyana that yeah, by kisui adam is not shy by tzitzis and tefillin. Okay, I don't know. What about mezuzah? What about? All right. So Baal Tshuva, he asked about a Baal Tshuva. So he says, even though it's possible to have a Baal Tshuva, but Chazal, we're not masaking such a bracha because in general it's supposed to be done when you're a minor and it's not shach shachianim.
Those mitzvahs are chayuv the second you become bar mitzvah. Kisui Adam is only when it could be 30 years till you get to do Kisui Adam.
So
I mean, you wait for it. That comes upon you.
Okay.
You become bar mitzvah. Otherwise, you make a shechan, every single mitzvah become mitzvah.
Okay, hold on. We'll get, yeah, right, good. So, yeah. Krishma. Well, we do say that anyway, but we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there. Hold on. So, okay. Now, we're in the middle of Sifkot and Gimel, where he says to make the bracha, the sati, but this is then shechianu. Now, we make shechianu on new fruits. All right, this is how I got it. Remember that. Okay, if the bracha on new fruits, it's a seasonal fruit. Meaning, if I never ate a potato, I don't make a bracha on a potato if a potato is not a seasonal fruit. It's nothing to do with how many potatoes I have or have not eaten. There's nothing to do with that. Seasonal fruit. Watermelon. Watermelon's out of season. Now it's in season. Okay, now I can make a shechiyana on the watermelon. Things like that. Things that are around all year round, you're not going to make shechiyana. It doesn't matter if you never ate it before. There's nothing to do with that. Fine. So there, the Mishnah Berurah says, so typically, let's say you have a new watermelon, you make a bar pri adama shechiyana. So Mishnah Berurah says, well, maybe that's a hefsik between your Bari Pri Adama and your Shechianu. So either say Shechianu first and then say Bari Pri Adama, or say Bari Pri Adama, taste the watermelon, and then say Shechianu. Over here, though, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, make the bracha l'sati v'tzitzis, and then Shechianu. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky wants to say, perhaps what the Mishnah Berurah means, otherwise it's a shtickle contradiction. What's the difference between the Berachas HaNanin over there and the Berachas HaMitzvah over here? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky wants to say that perhaps he means make the bracha l'sati, put on the talis, and then say shechianu. Perhaps Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that, but maybe that's what he means. I don't know. That's one of the things that they say. Fine, so that's a whole discussion. Should you make the... Meaning, in general, we say the shechianu after we do the mitzvah. I mean, I say after we make the bracha. By shofar. By lulav. By sukkah. Well, sukkah's a little different because you're standing in the sukkah. But by most mitzvahs, you make first the bracha, then... Okay, but this shechianu is a little bit different because it's not really a shechianu on the mitzvah. It's a shechianu on the garment, and the garment would seem to have nothing to do with the mitzvah based on the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Let's look at the Bir Halacha Dibur Masla Kana. I am Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Meiz V'Ayin Beis Yosef. The Kozo Das Bala Iter. This is the opinion of the Baal HaIter. Vida, the after the chatchila bavada yeshlin, okay, now create the dasa shulchan aruch, lo kama bekama achronim, the pasul can get there. Many, many opinions passing like the shulchan aruch. Nikol makom lav milsa de psikdu. It's not so poshit. The olas tamir vataz pasul ke rambam. The viyam el yirabba. Vagra bibur pasul gamkin ke rambam. What does the rambam say? The tzarech levar shechiano gam al tfilim echadash. It's not just a din and tzitzis. Not just because it's a kelim chadashim. It's like a new suit. No, a new mitzvah article. And the same would apply to tefillin. And perhaps mezuzah. And perhaps makir. Then in the brackets he talks about only if you did it yourself. Baruch HaShulchan doesn't like that. That's the grah. Fine. Skip the brackets. Alkein. Ma'anochon sheyachnis atzol l'schayer shechiyanu mitzad acher. It would be better if you could get yourself to for sure be chayev shechiyanu on different grounds, let's say when you have a new pair of tefillin. The echavin lifter gametze, get a new fruit, never mind the new tefillin. Befratim hu loveshata tefillin par mishon bimei chayim. And for sure, if it's the first time in his life that he's putting on tefillin, bevad the year last was eight tzuzu, he should do this. The yesh poskim shesovrim, this is the taz. And then maybe that ramah. The alkol mitzvah sha'adam osa par mishon bimei chayav, yivarech shachyon. So Roshom Zalman had a very interesting kunz. Rishon Zalman did like this. We paskin like the Rambam. You can't make a shechiyanu on a new pair of tefillin. But if I give you a gift, I give you $1,000. If you're happy about, if I, you know, I'm in a good mood and thanks for coming to shir today. Here's $1,000. You're probably pretty happy about that, and you can make a shechiyanu on such a thing. So why? Because you now have more than you had yesterday. What do I say? Well, you're such a great guy. I love you. You know what? I have a brand new pair of tefillin, and I got two by accident. Here's a brand new pair of tefillin. So that's also something that's very chashuv. You now have something valuable. Forget about the fact that it's a mitzvah. It's something valuable. And then you can say a shachianu on that. So what did Rosh HaMazal do with his own children? I should have learned this 5 years ago before my bar mitzvah. Rosh HaMazal lent his sons the tefillin 30 days before the bar mitzvah to put it on. It's not yours, it's my tefillin. Right, you know your lachem. It's not a tzitzis. The tzitzis would have a problem. Lulav would have a problem. Tefillin is no problem. He lent his children their tefillin. They put on tefillin for 30 days. The day of the bar mitzvah, he said, now I'm giving this to you as a matana, and you can make a bracha of shechianu not because it's a mitzvah article. You can make a shechianu because you now have, you know,
you now own
something. You now have $1,000 piece of equipment that's a gift, and you can make a shechianu on that. And with that shechianu, you should have a mind on the new tefillin, which is really what you're making the bracha on, and on the fact that you're going to be wearing tefillin for the first time, and everything else that's included in becoming a bar mitzvah. All the mitzvahs for the first time, and the bar mitzvah, and everything else. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman did it. So that's what the Bir Halacha is recommending, to do something to be able to say the Shechianu, because a lot of shittas hold, the Taz, the Gra, hold like the Rambam. But you can't make a bracha because the Maisa we pass like the Shulchan Aruch. You can't make the Shechianu on the Tefillin unless you come up with this. When you buy a pair of Tefillin, you can't do it because you just switch $1,000 of cash with $1,000 of equipment. Just when someone gives you a gift so that I have more money than I had before, that warrants a Shechianu, and with that you can pater and be able to say all the shittas. Okay, tomorrow we start Bezal Shem Hilchos Tefillin.